The Great Lakes, the Arctic and Antarctica, iconic destinations around the world. Viking offers opportunities for discovery with a shore excursion in every port. Learn more at viking.com.
We're big Morwenna Drake fans here at Mining Poldark, but marriage for the young couple has been anything but easy.
Don't touch me.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
And marriage won't be any easier if Drake heads to prison, which is a likely possibility when he kidnaps his wife's son from his grandmother's estate.
I did a thing today for which you'll despise me.
I could never despise you.
I stole John Conan.
On the other side of the country, Ross attempts to extract Ned from a questionable political meeting in a London pub, but he fails and leads Ned to a troubling accusation.
Only this time the charge is seriously impressive.
What is it?
High treason.
I'm Barrett Brontës, and this is Mining Poldark, a podcast from Masterpiece. Just as we're big fans of Drake and Morwenna, we're also big fans of Harry Richardson, the actor who plays Drake on screen. Here's an excerpt of his charming conversation with my Masterpiece colleague, Jace Lacob, on our companion podcast, Masterpiece Studio.
Drake is living a sort of half-life with Morwenna. They're married, but their marriage is entirely sexless. Does his love for her transcend what Drake calls carnal love, or is Drake merely willing to wait for her, no matter how long it might take?
Oh, I definitely believe that it transcends it. I really believed Drake's scenes, like on the page where he's trying to profess his love to her, and that no matter what it looks like, he just wants to be near her to experience the world. I thought it was a really, really beautiful sentiment, and I think the kid was like very, very in love with her, that even if he couldn't touch her or kiss her, he would be so happy for the rest of his life.
He does try to kiss Morwenna at Trenwith, and she physically recoils from him.
How peaceful it is. Don't touch me.
Forgive me. Forgive me. Will I light us a fire?
How much does this moment hurt him?
I think it hurts him a lot more that he's hurt her. I don't think there was an aspect of him feeling let down or something was missing. I think, I don't think you can blame him that he just tried to kiss her in a moment of adoration. But I don't think he's left wanting or feeling like something's broken. I think he just feels so much for her being in pain, which is quite beautiful.
And there's genuine anguish in Drake's voice as he tells Sam that the only hopes he has for a child is a fairy child.
Deed Morwenna by the quay. Is there news?
Oh, what manner of news?
She looks so delicate and pale, I thought maybe there was...
What?
A child coming.
Not unless it's a fairy child.
She'd keep her distance still.
She's yet so broken. It may never mend.
Given Drake's roughshod childhood, what does having a child of his own represent, and why does its impossibility make him ache so?
Yeah, I suppose maybe part of him always still imagined having a family with Morwenna and was very passionate about it. But I think that those lines that she may never mend, you know, I don't think that's woe is me for his own state and his own desires, but like really depressed and distressed about the fact that she's in so much pain. I think them having a family in his mind might mean that she's healed and that he can help her move on to give her what she would want if she didn't have so much trauma.
We do see that. I mean, they actually almost kiss on the cliff and they hold hands. She allows him to take her hand. And then later she actually does take his hands in hers. And to me, those are signs that there is inherent hope for the two of them, that they can overcome the damage and abuse in her life, that she can let go and move on.
Yeah, I think that's beautifully put.
Let's hold on for a second and take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Coming up next on Masterpiece on PBS, Mr. Bates vs. the Post Office continues Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, followed by the finale of Alice and Jack at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Drake has watched from afar as Morwenna has spied on and then gradually reintroduced herself to her son, John Conan. In this week's episode, Drake goes so far as to kidnap John Conan from Lady Whitworth. What did Drake hope to achieve with this incredibly risky scheme?
I think he thought that that was the thing that was missing in his innocent way, was just like, well, I'll just fix it then. I'll just make sure that she can have him around, you know, if she's missing her child, like, simple, just to go collect him and bring him home to Morwenna. But obviously that's not how it would go down in reality, and he'd probably lose his head for it.
But it's sort of a Labrador with a tennis ball.
Exactly, you know, just wants
he just
to...
just drops it at her time. Feet.
Just wants to please her.
I mean, it takes Demelza telling Drake that he could put himself and Morwenna in serious peril by running away with John Conan. He's tempted, however, even if it means leaving his entire family behind.
Morwenna had no choice but to let him go, but she has no rights to him that Lady Whitworth could not contest in court.
So we'll take him without her consent.
And live where? Not in Seoul. You'd have to leave all of us behind, your forge, your home, and start anew somewhere she could never find you.
What makes Drake change his mind and return the child to Lady Whitworth?
The risk for Morwenna, the risk that, like, that they'd lose the little stability that they had and be run out of town and have to go with, you know, not a penny or just to fend for themselves and run from the law, I suppose. I think putting her at risk and also the child at risk is what makes him take it back. He doesn't
mind risking his own life. I mean, and to me, that's sort of his main focus is this sort of need to keep Morwenna safe, to keep her happy, to try and help her.
Yeah.
And it makes, to me, in my mind anyway, Drake an even more noble character, that it is always putting Morwenna's needs before his own.
Yeah, yeah. To his detriment. He's very, very noble.
I mean, he's had his forge burned, you know, 8,000 times over the end of this show. He's almost been hanged. I mean, but he's noble at the end.
Yeah, yeah. You can't bring him down.
Drake stands up to Lady Whitworth not once but twice, even at the risk of bodily harm from her awful servants.
Your ladyship, I beg of thee, hear me out. 'Twas mine idea alone that John Conan should leave thee. And when I tell Morwenna she was furious, she've come now to make amends, to put an end to it once and for all. Nay, please don't disturb her.
So I come now to take my leave, and I'll cherish the time we had together. But I have to go away now. And I am leaving you with the kindest, most loving grandmother. I will love you and give you the most wonderful life.
What does it signify that he's willing to go to Lady Whitworth and actually plead for Morwenna?
That he'll face anything, you know, no matter what circumstance or risk or person he has to confront, he'll do it in the hope that it might heal her a little or make her a little happier or help the world, I suppose, that he's living in.
He does confess what he's done, and Morwenna says that Drake taking John Conan was a, quote, monstrous thing, and she can't even bear to look at him. Why has he miscalculated so terribly, even though his intentions were so good?
Because he's a Labrador, you know? He's coming, like when a Labrador comes in, you know, covered in mud and gets it all over the couch, like, he didn't mean to. I guess that's the thing. You can have intentions that are good, but if you're not cautious, then you'll end up in trouble and risking other things. But I don't know. I don't think she should have got so mad at him in that scene. I felt bad for him. He was doing his best.
Toward the end of the episode, there's a gorgeous scene where Drake and Morwenna get ready for bed.
I said farewell to my son today.
For good?
Yes. I will never go back. I love him. Will always love him. I've tried to lock away the pain of losing him. But in doing so, I've locked away other love. Love my husband. Love I would give my husband, but could not give whilst I would not grieve the loss of my child. Today I did grieve and let him go. Tonight my heart is sore. But it is free to love you.
Have they finally moved closer to resolving the trauma in her past and being able to move forward together?
Well, I think that was totally a step from Morwenna. She took it into her own hands, and I guess once she said goodbye to John Conan, it healed her a little more and allowed her to open her heart to her husband. I thought that was really beautifully written.
In the broadest possible strokes, I mean, what can you tease about what's coming up for Drake for the rest of this final season?
In the broadest sense, I think the two of them trying to figure out if they can make it work or create a family or what that would look like, and tentatively start to explore love with each other again. I think to overcome trauma and try to figure out what the next step in their life is.
That was Poldark star Harry Richardson in a Masterpiece Studio interview with my colleague Jace Lacob. You can hear the rest of their conversation and many more with his Poldark castmates at pbs.org/masterpiece studio or on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Coming up next, a legal trial for Ned and a personal trial for Demelza.
How long have you known?
2 months ago, I first suspicioned. This past week, I put men on the way and measuring, and now there'd be no doubt someone's stealing our ore.
That's next time on Mining Poldark. And don't miss my special conversation with Andrew Graham, son of Poldark author Winston Graham, in our next episode, exclusively here on Mining Poldark. And you can join us in our rewatching adventure here on Mining Poldark by watching the entire series on PBS Passport, a new member benefit from your local PBS station. You can watch select Masterpiece titles like Poldark, Downton Abbey, or Victoria as part of the Passport experience. To learn more, visit pbs.org/getpassport. You can also follow along with us on the PBS Masterpiece Prime video channel, available as an add-on service to your Amazon Prime membership. Mining Poldark is hosted by me, Barrett Brontes, and Robin Ellis. We're produced by Nick Anderson with help from Robin Bissett. Meredith Wheeler is our field producer. Tina Toby Mack is our sound designer. Suzanne Simpson is our executive producer. The executive producer of Masterpiece is Rebecca Eaton. Sponsors for Masterpiece on PBS are Viking, Raymond James, and the Masterpiece Trust. Poldark is a Mammoth Screen production for BBC, co-produced with Masterpiece.
Masterpiece Studio is officially a Webby Awards nominee for 2024. We are honored to be considered among such talented competition, but we need your vote. Head over to vote.webbyawards.com and vote for Masterpiece Studio in the podcast section, where you'll find us listed in the general television and film category. Voting closes Thursday, April 18th, so be sure to get your vote in soon. That's vote.webbyawards.com. Thank you.